Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen.
And Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
But let's get more in-depth on the Browns, and we bring in one of our favorites. She is Mary Kay Cabot from The Plain Dealer and Cleveland.com. She is on the fan hotline right now. Hello, Mary Kay. It was nice to see you the other day.
Hi, Mary Kay.
How are you?
Yeah, it was nice to see you, too. I'm doing great, guys. How you doing?
We are hanging in. How about the Browns? How are they doing? Because we're sitting here contemplating whether the heat kind of was taken off of Kevin Stefanski after picking up that second win of the year on Sunday. And we'll return again on Sunday. But it just seems like, to me, I think the city just simmered down a little bit because they got a win. What do you think?
Well, I think the external noise has quieted down. And I think it's just important to note that he wasn't not on the hot seat inside the building. That was more a sports talk radio thing, a fan-driven thing, a social media thing. Kevin Stefanski's feet were not held to the fire inside the building. This organization knows that Kevin has a very, very young offense right now, a rookie quarterback, a rookie running back, rookie tight end, rookie receivers. There are tackle problems. So they're not expecting him to take necessarily this roster to the Super Bowl this year. They know they have the two first-round picks next year. There's a lot of focus on the 2026 draft. And I just don't think that it was the way people thought it was heading into that football game. But certainly it was the get right game that they absolutely 100% needed. And when you look at it, they really should have at least one more victory right now. And if that were the case, they would still be right in the thick of it.
I agree with that. I know the conditions were conducive to running the football, but there was more to it than that. Miami threw the ball a little bit more frequently than the Browns did in that game. Did Kevin realize that maybe he didn't put Dylan Gabriel in the offense in a good position against Pittsburgh and compensated for it against Miami?
Well, I don't think he compensated for it against Miami. I think the weather conditions dictated the fact that you were going to have to run the ball a lot more on Sunday against the Dolphins than you necessarily did in Pittsburgh. And I think they just gave up on it too early in Pittsburgh.
I agree.
I don't think they necessarily went into that game intending for Dylan Gabriel to throw the ball 52 times or to drop back 58 times. I don't think that was necessarily the goal or the plan, but that's what they felt the Steelers were taking away from them, and they let them. And I don't think you can do that, not when you have Quinshon and not when you have a rookie quarterback. So I do think that, you know, they took a good hard look at that and realized that that was not the way to go. I think we could all see that. I think you heard Myles Garrett complain about that on Friday. And so, yeah, I don't think they self-corrected. I think that I just think that the weather conditions dictated it and that you'll probably see a more balanced attack going forward.
As far as wide receiver is concerned, though, how do they get more activity from the wide receivers or better activity from the wide receivers? It just seems like it's stuck in neutral.
Well, that's the big X factor here. They have to locate their passing game somehow. And I really don't know how they're going to do that. It's going to be very difficult. At least to this point, it has been really hard to try to get some kind of a passing game going. Jerry Jeudy hasn't been himself this whole entire season. That hasn't helped matters. David Njoku was out the last game. That didn't help. He should be back this week. I talked to him on Friday, and he expects to be back for this New England Patriots game. But this is going to be a tougher defense on Sunday than they played last week against the Dolphins, going up there and facing Mike Vrabel's Patriots. That's going to be really challenging and really tough. So they're going to have to be on point, and somehow, some way, they're going to have to find their passing game, because if they don't, then Quinshon's not going to be able to continue to run the ball like that, because you're going to have a stack box every single time, and he had it enough, plenty enough, 56% of the time, I think, in this pass game, and that will just even be more and more if you cannot pass the football.
What have you thought of Dylan Gabriel through three starts?
Well, once again, I think it's hard to evaluate the passing game on Sunday. I think it's really hard to look at that and say, oh, geez, he didn't do this or he didn't do that in the passing game because of the weather conditions. I think any quarterback or many or most quarterbacks would have struggled in those conditions. And also they're having tackle issues. They're still having tackle problems. And that is not helping matters at all. The game before that, I thought he missed a fair amount of throws, too many of his throws, even though he was under tremendous siege in that game and he was hit 16 times and sacked 6 times. I still thought that there were throws, including the one where he rolled to the left and threw for Jerry Jeudy on the left side of the end zone, and that was wide. I think that he needed to hit a few more of those throws when he actually had the time to complete that pass. So that is what I would like to see from him going forward, is a little bit more accuracy, and not just in general, but particularly into the end zone or into the red zone. So those are the kinds of things that I think everybody needs to see from him.
I go back and look at the defense from Sunday. I just want to talk about something positive. I thought Grant Delpit played one of the best games he's ever played as a Brown, and it was the defense that kept sparking the offense. You know, Quinshon came up with the run, but then I think the defense said, we're not losing this week. And I don't know. I just kind of highlight the defense and Grant, because I thought Grant played great.
Yeah, Grant played really well. And since the beginning of the season, I have been writing that this needs to be a Pro Bowl year for him. I wrote that in like one of my season previews about him. And the thing that I always thought that Grant needed to do to elevate his game was to make the big impact plays. And now he's doing that. So now I think you can say that he's playing at that level. And that's great, because that's what you need. You need an enforcer there in that middle level of the defense. When you look back over time, you see some really dangerous weapons at safety, and now he's one of those. And I think that's really good. You want somebody like that back there striking fear into quarterbacks and knowing that that they have to be really careful with those parts of the field. So good for Grant. I always felt that he had this in him, and it's nice to see that he's bringing it out now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen
and Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show
your way and on your time.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
Mason Graham, Carson Schlesinger. Top two picks. I think Carson's had more of an impact than Mason Graham, but are you pleased with the way that the top two picks in this draft have played?
Yeah, I am. I think those guys are making a tremendous contribution as rookies. You see, once again, when you talk about an enforcer, how about Carson Schlesinger? I mean, my goodness. I mean, he's one of those linebackers that also, you know, the running backs and the tight ends are going to fear going up against. I mean, he's just somebody that he's a big hitter. He's aggressive. His instincts are really good. And, you know, he kind of came out of nowhere in this draft. And it really looks like the Browns nailed that pick. So, you know, good for them for that and good for Carson. I think he's definitely going to be a fan favorite very soon. I know he already is, but he's just going to be somebody that Browns fans are going to love that style of play. Mason Graham, he's really coming along and finding his way. And I think he gets better every single week. I think he's really working well with the other guys on that defensive line. And he's penetrating, he's getting pressure, and he's figuring it out. And the more aggressive he becomes, the better he's going to be because he has all the physical tools to do it. And he just needs to be, you know, really play a little bit faster and looser and just be a little bit more explosive.
How close is Mike Hall to joining him?
He's getting there. I wouldn't be surprised if he plays this week in New England. Now, there might be some sentiment to letting him get through this game and just, you know, rest him one more game and let him have the bye week to heal. So maybe there's some consideration for that. But they might just go ahead and throw him on in. I mean, he's been getting closer and closer each week. I watched him last week in practice going through the bags. He looked fast. He looked explosive. He looks really good. I asked him on, I don't know if it was Thursday or Friday, about the nature of his injury because we never knew what it was. Not only was it a torn MCL that required surgery, but he had a dislocated knee. And this was an injury that required two surgeries, the most recent one in April. So we never knew any of that. They were very mum on all of that. And so now we know why it's taken him so long to get back. April, I mean, really, that's not that long ago to have your second surgery. So he's working his way back, and it looks like he's getting very close.
Mary Kay Cabot joining us on PlainDealerCleveland.com. I'm just curious, where do you think Shedeur Sanders is as far as development and practice?
I think his development has gone really, really well behind the scenes. That is what I'm hearing with the people that I've talked to. He's doing a really, really nice job. He's making progress in every way, including in all of those ways that they really needed him to, just in terms of being able to get the play articulated, to do some of those other pre-snap things, IDing the defense and maybe helping to slide the protections and manage the motions and all the things that you have to do pre-snap to make sure that the whole process is going right. And it happens very fast, of course, at this level. And he's getting it. He's really coming along. And the thing about Shedeur, I've written this so many times, I've said it so many times, but he has elite accuracy. And that's the place where I think he has Dylan beat, is in the accuracy piece. But you have to be able to get to that point where you have time to throw that ball and you're getting it out fast enough so that you can get it there on time and all those kinds of things. But in a 7-on-7 drill, if you put those two up next to each other and you just started doing a red zone 7-on-7, I think Shedeur would win that drill most of the time. But that doesn't mean that he would be the better choice at quarterback right at this moment. It means that he has to put the whole package together.
All right, so let me just follow this. We've got about a minute left. Is Dylan Gabriel doing exactly what they want him to do?
Well, he's making progress, and he's getting better. And I thought in this past game, he protected the football reasonably well in tough, tough conditions, didn't fumble it, drop it, or any of those things. He's managing the game well, and that's what you need to see him do right now. Now he's going to have to start to add in some passing game and some explosives. If he can do that, then he will be right on track.
All right, Mary Kay. Hey, thank you. Great stuff, and we always appreciate you. I look forward to running into you over at the stadium as well, I guess.
Thank you, miss.
That's the best way to put it.
Sounds good. Thanks, guys.
Take care, Mary Kay.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen
and Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.